Günther hat schon mal Frage getan. Leben kämpfe. Chapter 1. Reading from a few different verses. This section, this chapter, is called The Curse Upon the Yadu Dynasty. Sugriva Goswami speaking.
Karmani punya nivahani sumangalani gayaj jagat kalimala paraharani kridva kalatmana nivasata jadudevi gehe pindarakam samagaman munayo nisritaha Vishamitra sita kanbo durvasa virgu angiraha kashyapo vamadevo tri vashishto naradadayaha.
This is text 11 to 12. The sages Vishamitra sita kanbo durvasa virgu angira kashyapa vamadev atri and vashishto along with Narad and others once performed fruited rituals that award abundant pious results, bring happiness, and take away the sins of Kali Yuga for the whole world by merely being recounted. The sages duly executed these rituals in the home of the chief of the Yadus, Vasudeva, the father of Lord Krishna. After Lord Krishna, who was staying in Vasudeva's house as time personified, respectfully sent the sages off to conclusion of the ceremonies, they went to the holy place called Pindaraka. Text 13 to 15.
Kridandastanupabrajya kumara yadunandanaha upasangriya paprachur avinita avinita vat te veshayitva sri veshay sambam jambhavati sutam esha pichati yavo vipra antarvatya sitikshana Prashtum vilajati sakshat pravrutam ogadarshanaha prasoshyanti putra kama kinswit sanjana yasyati.
To that holy place, the young boys of the Yadu dynasty had brought Samba, son of Jambavati, dressed in woman's garb. Playfully approaching, the great sages gathered there. The boys grabbed hold of the sages' feet and impudently asked them with feigned humility, "O learned Brahmins, this black-eyed pregnant woman has something to ask you. She's too embarrassed to inquire for herself. She's just about to give birth and is very desirous of having a son. Since all of you are great sages with infallible wisdom, please tell us whether her child will be a boy or a girl." Text 16.
Evam pralabdha munayastan uchu kupita nripa janayasyasti vomanda mushalam kulanashanam.
Thus ridiculed by deceit, the sages became angry, O king, and told the boys, "Fools, she will bear an iron club that will destroy your entire dynasty." So, reading from the purport, text 15, Srila Jiva Goswami has confirmed that the lack of humility shown by the sons of the Yadu dynasty was an arrangement by the Lord Himself. In other words, the members of the Yadu dynasty are ultimately associates of Lord Krishna, and to facilitate the instructive pastimes of the Lord, they acted in apparently unethical ways. So we know that the boys, when they heard this curse, they became very frightened, and they uncovered Samba's belly, and they found an iron club there. So they became very frightened. And what are we going to do? What are they going to say? So they took that iron club to Maharaj Ugrasena. They Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that they went to Maharaj Agrasena, not to Krishna, because they had some shame and fear. And that was a big mistake. We should take shelter of Krishna. So when all the inhabitants of Dwarka, they heard about this curse and they saw the club, they were all afraid. So then Maharaj Ugrasena, he had that club ground into pieces, made into dust, and there was one small lump of iron that remained, and they threw all that into the ocean. So then a fish swallowed that lump of iron, and the iron dust was washed back to the shore, and it grew into canes. That fish was later caught along with some other fish in a fisherman's net, and it was taken by the hunter Jara, who made an arrowhead on the end of his for one of his arrows. So Krishna, he didn't stop all this, but he allowed this thing to go on because he saw this was needed. So this is a very instructive pastime. We, reading this pastime, some people might think, oh, the young boys headed by Samba and others, they did some big apparat to the rishis. And by some account, that's a fact. But if we criticize them for that, then we'll find ourselves in very big trouble. If we take the side of the, you may say, well, the rishis, these boys are really nonsense, so I'm going to take the side of the rishis and I'm going to criticize these boys. Nonsense boys. They should be chastised. By some consideration, by the aparavichara, the apparent consideration, that's a fact. But by tattvavichara, it's not. And therefore, Jiva Goswami says that all of this was brought about by the Lord's arrangement. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a nice description in Adi Lila chapter 9. Yasuda Gyana Vanta Vaishnava Sakala Abhije Kala Dika Sama Kutuhala. Vrindavanas Thakur gives a very important instruction. He says that you should know that the Vaishnavas, they're Nityasuda, Gyanavanta, Vaishnava Sakala, all the Vaishnavas, they're eternally pure and they're full of knowledge. If you see some quarrel going on amongst themselves, then you should understand that that so-called quarrel, that apparent quarrel, is just part of their pastimes. So if you see some apparent quarrel between the members, the boys of the Yadu dynasty, and the sages in Dwarka, don't think that it's actual. Don't think that Narad Muni is actually really angry with Samba and the others. So Bhaktisiddhanta comments on this verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. He says that the pure Vaishnavas are full of eternally pure knowledge. The differences of opinion seen among such exalted Vaishnavas is simply for increasing the wonders. Increasing some chamatkar, making some astonishing thing. There are actually no differences of opinion among Vaishnavas. Differences of opinion are only present among mental speculators. The differences of opinion found among the Vaishnavas expands the variety of their constitutional activities. In those, there is no question of material enjoyment, renunciation, or pseudo-devotional service. So this is an important point. The differences of opinion amongst the Vaishnavas, if there is some difference of opinion, it just expands their variety of constitutional activity. And what is their constitutional activity? To serve the Lord in their particular way. Sometimes it seems like there's some differences of opinion, even in Braj, between Chandrabali and Radharani. There seems to be some quarrel. Or Jatila, Kutila, they're coming and they're criticizing Radharani. They're calling Krishna a black snake. You black snake, you stay away from my daughter-in-law. So it seems like there's some apparent difference of opinion there. But all these different varieties of opinions, they actually expand the varieties of their constitutional activities. Krishna gets pleasure from Jatila's harsh words. He describes in Lalita Mata to Madhu Mangal, he says, I get more pleasure by hearing these harsh words of the old ladies of Gokul than I do by hearing the prayers of the personified Vedas. So she's getting some pleasure, and she's enhancing Lilapushtakari. She's enhancing the pastimes of Radha Madhav by going and criticizing like that. So in this apparent difference of opinion, apparent criticism, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says there's no question of material enjoyment, renunciation, or pseudo-devotional service. There's no question of any material desires and material enjoyment for themselves. There's no question of renunciation, because there's nothing to give up. They're dedicating everything to Krishna. And there's no pseudo-devotional service. There's no false devotional service. No. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he warns us. If someone doesn't understand this, and they don't have a good intelligence, ihana bhuje kona, kona bhurinash, they have no good brain, and they criticize one or the other of these groups of Vaishnavas who seem like they're doing some quarrel, then jai bheka nash, that person will be destroyed. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta comments on this verse. The confidential mystery in this regard is that if one accepts a non-Vaishnava as a Vaishnava without knowing the difference between the two, then such a misconception will spread amongst the Vaishnavas and create bewilderment. A very powerful point. I'll read it again. The confidential mystery in this regard is that if one accepts a non-Vaishnava as a Vaishnava without knowing the difference between the two, then such a misconception will spread among the Vaishnavas and create bewilderment. So, Krishneti yasya giri tvam manasa dhriyeta. Anyone who chants Krishna nam, we respect them. But I don't know if they're a devotee or not. They may be a demon. Just like we told the story the other day of the FBI agent who infiltrated the Hare Krishna movement in Hawaii and joined the Bhakti program for a week or so. And he was chanting Hare Krishna and doing so many things, but he wasn't really a devotee. So we have to be careful. Just because someone is dressing himself as a devotee or chanting Hare Krishna, we should respect the fact that that person is chanting Krishnepti yasya giri tvam manasadhyayeta. But we reserve our right who we want to associate with. Dikshashti chitpanati vishchavajantamisham. Anyone we see who has Brahman initiation, is worshipping the deity, we don't know if they're pure or not. We don't know if they may be a cheat or not, but we offer obeisances to that person because they're an associate of the Lord. They're touching the deity. They're worshipping the deity. We offer obeisances to that principle, not to whether or not they're an actual devotee or not. We don't know. Rupa Goswami describing these things in Upadeshamrita, these are all external things. Krishneti yasya giri tvam manasadhyayeta. Someone's chanting Krishna nam, they may be a demon. Dikshashti chapanati bishchabajandamisham. They're worshipping the Lord, they have second initiation. They may not be a devotee, but still we offer obeisances to the principle that they're worshipping the deity and they have second initiation. And shushushaya bhajanam vignan ananyam anya nindari shunya hridam ipsita sangalabhya. Sangalabhya, I want association with that person who's expert in bhajan, and hridam ipsita sangalabhya, I want the association whose heart is nindari shunya hridam, is completely free from the propensity to criticize others. Well, how do you know that? How do you know? Is there some x-ray machine we can use? We'll take them to the hospital and put them under an x-ray and we'll look at their heart and see if they have a propensity to criticize others. You can't see that. Rupa Goswami, if we contemplate on this verse of Upadeshamrita, which our acharyas have described, gives us some understanding about Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttam behavior, doesn't actually tell us anything about who's a devotee and who's not. They're all external symptoms. Someone's not criticizing someone else. How do I know? Maybe they're just putting on a show. Like our FBI agent friend. We can do that for some time. So again, it's the principle that we're respecting. That principle, if we see someone who's chanting Krishna Nam, we should respect them because Krishna's there in the name. If you see someone who has initiation and is worshipping a deity, you should offer obeisances because they're associated with the Lord. They're worshipping, they're associating with the Lord. And if you see that someone doesn't criticize anyone, that's who you want to associate with. Because if people criticize other persons, it will destroy us. And then we may take sides. Someone's coming and saying, oh, these Vaishnavas are good and these Vaishnavas are bad. Oh yes, you're right. These ones are good and these ones are bad. And if we think like that, then hoya sarva nash. So, we should be very careful in our association. And we should be very careful in accepting who is a Vaishnava and who's not. We give them some respect of a Vaishnava if they're chanting Krishna Nam. But if someone accepts someone as a non-Vaishnava as a Vaishnava without understanding the difference between the two, then such a misconception will spread amongst the Vaishnavas and create bewilderment. So many people will say, yes, he's a Vaishnav. I heard it. Chaitanya Guru Prabhu told me he's a great Vaishnav. He's giving a very nice class. He's doing this and this. So he must be a Vaishnav. So many people are accepting like that. You don't have to accept like that. Just because the mass of people are saying something. We learn this lesson from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Kala Krishna Das, who's associating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. He was going every day and even came back and told Mahaprabhu, you should come, Mahaprabhu, and see. The Kaliya's, Krishna's dancing on the head of Kaliya in the Jamuna River. And Mahaprabhu told him, you're a fool. No, no, everybody's seeing it. They're all talking about it. Huh? Even if so many people are talking about it, it doesn't mean that it's happening. Even so many devotees are talking about it. And later it was revealed that it was just a fisherman who had some lamp, and he was shining the lamp on a fish in the middle of the night. And from a distance it looked something like Kaliya with the jewels on his hoods and Krishna perhaps dancing on it. So we should be very, very careful about criticizing others. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Vaishnava himsara kata seta buka dure sahaja jivere jaya dhamma kira kore Vishnu pujiya oje prajara kira kore puja nishpale jaya ara kira kore. He says that what to speak of being envious of the Vaishnavas. If someone causes pain, even to ordinary living entities, he's considered to be a fallen, low-class person. Even after worshipping Lord Vishnu, if a person gives trouble to other living entities, his worship becomes fruitless. Such a person suffers unlimited miseries. It's a very, very important point. Someone may say, well, I worship the devotees. But the karmis, I don't like those rascals. I'm not going to go and see their face. Tita, Kandla, Durvasa, Bhrigu, Angira, Kashapa, Vamadev. Many devotees of Vishnu are envious of ordinary living entities and give various troubles to those ordinary living entities. Then they're actually very far away from devotional service to Vishnu. And they're not fit to be called human beings. What to speak of Vaishnavas? They're not fit to be called human beings. Their worship of Vishnu becomes a source of misery. Because they're making some offense. And because of their offense, they simply get suffering. Those endowed with an absence of jiva-doya, or compassion for other living entities, yet proudly consider themselves servants of Vishnu, they achieve the threefold miseries rather than bhakti. Instead of getting bhakti of the Lord, they just get suffering, all kinds of misery. So we should realize that worship of Krishna means we should offer respect to everyone. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Sarva Bhute Achena Sri Vishnu Najaniya Vishnu Puja
Kore Atu Prakrita Hariyam.
Those persons who are worshipping the Lord, but they don't understand that the Lord is in the heart of all living entities. They're materialistic. And he says about their worship. Their worship is like someone who receives a Brahmin in their house. Oh, my dear Brahmin, please sit down. And they use one hand and they're bathing his feet and worshiping him. And then they take the other hand and with a stick and they start hitting him on the head. With one hand, they're bathing his feet and worshiping him. And the other hand, they're beating him on the head. That's what their worship is compared to. So there's such a person, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, they're ati prakrita hoya. They're a materialistic person. And they're described in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, the second chapter. We'll later hear this thing. Archayam eva haraye. Archayam eva haraye. They're worshipping the Lord. Pujam ya shudayete. With faith. Yes. Krishna's God. Krishna's God. So I'm worshipping him. But not tad bhakteshu chanyeshu. They're not interested in worshipping the devotees. And they neglect them. And they neglect anyeshu, general people. Sabhakta prakrita smitaha. That devotee, he's a materialistic devotee. He's not a real devotee. We have to understand that this sectarianism and disregard, disrespect to other living entities is a great obstacle in the path of our bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructed as Chanadapi Sanichana Taro Eva Sahishna Amanina Manadin Kirtaniya Sadahadihi, that we should offer all respect to others. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Gitavali, when he comments on this verse, he sings that Deho Natta Jata Jata. So you please give me your mercy, Gurudev, so that I can offer proper respect to other living beings according to their position. But our point is we should offer all respect to everyone. But it has to be proper. If there's a Chaya Bhakta, a shadow of a Bhakta, he's not really a Bhakta. He's a Prakrita Bhakta. Then, and we see that person has some envy, then we should neglect that person. That's the injunction of Shastra. But we still respect, we give some respect to the fact that they're chanting Krishna Nam. But we neglect them, we avoid their association. But we shouldn't disrespect other living entities just because they belong to a different group. It's not that, oh, I like the sages, Narad Muni and others, but these Yadu dynasty people, they're all bogus. They did some aparad. Don't get involved in this thing. Don't try to judge one is right and the other is wrong. They're both right. But we can't understand it. Therefore, we say again and again, Shansa dharma vigana para dharma sunasita. Do your duty. If we've been given the duty to be guru, to judge others, that's the business of gurus, judging others, then we have to do that. Guru means different types of guru are there. Guru means being a parent. You have to judge and chastise your child. Guru means being a husband and taking care of the wife. Guru means being a manager in the temple. You have some adhikar for taking care of those persons. They're taking shelter of you. You have to help them. So you have some right to chastise and criticize them. But if you don't have that position, then don't do it. Don't criticize others if we haven't been given that position by Guru and Krishna to do that. And we have to be very, very careful of this sectarian prejudice. Oh, the rishis are very nice, but the Yadu dynasty boys, they're bogus. Don't try to judge one or the other. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes in Chaitanya Sukhsamrita about this, he says, to be controlled by prejudice causes many problems. From prejudice arises partiality. And from partiality comes disrespect for truth. Let's apply this to this situation we're reading about in the Bhagavatam. If you have some prejudice, your prejudice, you like more the rishis. You don't appreciate Sambha and those boys and how they behave. So then you become partial. And from that partiality comes disrespect for truth. The truth is that Sambha is the son of Krishna. And we should respect him. So because of this prejudice comes this partiality, and from partiality comes this disrespect for truth. In a similar way, we may have some prejudice. I like my group of Vaishnavas. I like the disciples of Shivaram Maharaj. I like the disciples of Gorgavinda Maharaj. I don't like other disciples of other gurus, other groups. You have that partiality, and then you have some disrespect for truth. Natad bhakti suchanyeshu. You're not respecting the devotees. You see, my Gurudev, he's like Krishna. Archayam eva hariye. Pujam ya shariyayate. I have faith in him and I'm worshipping him. Because I see saksha dharidvi. He's a manifestation of Krishna. But other devotees, they're not like that. I'm not going to give respect to them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, wearing the signs of the Vaishnava is one of the methods of cultivating devotion involving the body. But to think that those signs of the Vaishnav are the distinguishing characteristic of a Vaishnav is a prejudice arising from sectarianism. Oh, he's not a devotee. He has hair. And I never see him wearing a dhoti. He doesn't come to the temple. He's working a job outside. It's not wearing tilak. There's no Kunti Mala, definitely is not a devotee. So, just like in Los Angeles every year, a very funny thing happens in the month, toward the end of the month of October, a week or so before Halloween. A lot of ordinary people start coming to the temple. And they go to the gift shop and they want to buy dhotis and kurtas and neck beads and things and saris. But they're not becoming devotees. They're getting those things to wear as a costume for Halloween. And sometimes when the devotees go out for Harinam, they have a big Harinam every year on Hollywood Boulevard. There's like a street party. They close the whole street and thousands of people come and they're having this, all getting drunk and doing all kinds of nonsense. And the devotees go there and they do Harinam. And it's a funny thing that happens. You see a lot of those people who come to the temple to buy their dhotis and things. And when they see the devotees and they're all intoxicated and with their friends, then they all come over and they think it's the funniest thing in the world to go and dance with the Hare Krishnas. And they get their friends to take pictures of them and like that. So if you think, oh, this person's a devotee, he has Kunti Mala, he has a dhoti, a tilak on. And this other person over here, he's not coming to the temple and he's not wearing a dhoti, he's not a devotee. But that person may be a devotee. He has an outside job. So don't think like that. That's a type of prejudice arising from sectarianism. Bhaktivinoda says, controlled by such false beliefs, a person may not respect a real Vaishnava who's not wearing those marks. If a devotee has such prejudice and he cannot find good association within his own organization, he won't venture to find good association elsewhere. Since nothing can be accomplished without good association, such a devotee falls into a dangerous position. Those who are bound to the Vanashram system by prejudice also fail to develop a taste for a higher level of bhakti, sometimes hatred, which degrades a person even more, may also appear. So, Bhaktivinoda says a very astonishing thing. If a devotee has such prejudice and he can't find good association within his own organization, then he won't venture to find good association elsewhere. Since nothing can be accomplished without good association, such a devotee falls into a dangerous position. What does this mean? This should be understood in a philosophical way. and it has many different levels to it. If we were living in Budapest, we're living in Hungary, and we don't appreciate, we don't appreciate the association there, but we think this is the only sangha. If you have that kind of prejudice, then you won't be able to find good association when you come to Mayapur or Chopati or Tirupati or Bhubaneswar or this place or that place, because you have some sectarian prejudice. And you'll be deprived of good association. We should see that Krishna may come to me in any form. And to teach us that, later in the 11th canto in the Bhagavatam, we'll hear about the Avadhut Brahman who had so many different teachers. Pingala the prostitute was one of them. Another one of his teachers was an elephant. Another was a fish and a bumblebee. Even animals. Because Krishna, the Lord, can come to us in so many different ways. Now someone may use this point from Bhaktivinoda and they may say, well, if someone can't find good association in his own organization, then he won't go outside. And maybe outside in Gaudiya Mutt or the Babaji's, there may be good association. And maybe that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying here. Someone may understand it like that. But I would suggest that there's another way to look at it also. And that is that if you come to a particular sangha and you take shelter of a sadhu, a great guru like Srila Prabhupada, or some other person in some other outside group, and you're taking shelter of that person, then you, as we said the other day, you have a bank balance that you're accumulating with that person. You have a kind of, what was the expression? When you retire from a job, you get some pension. You have a pension that you're accumulating. So we should depend on that person. And that person will send us association if we depend on him. But if we're thinking it's only going to happen here in Bhubaneswar, it's only going to happen with the disciples of Gaura Govinda Maharaj, it's only going to happen in this place or that place, we should be careful. Krishna may come in many different crooked ways. And he may come to teach us also to some other Vaishnava. We're in Vrindavan, we should be careful. We should see everyone there as a Vaishnava, in Jagannath Puri or in Mayapur. But we should respect all living entities, because the devotees of Krishna, ultimately. They belong to Krishna. And if we want to worship Krishna and please Krishna, and we don't give proper respect to those other persons, you're just a Prakriti Bhakta. You're a Kanishta Adhikari. You're not really bringing very much pleasure to Krishna. Well, only devotees who are Hungarian, only people, Hungarian people, they're good. Americans are not good. That's a type of sectarian prejudice. So we have to avoid that. Otherwise, we may be destroyed in our bhakti. When a Vaishnava comes, we should offer respect to them. We shouldn't even just to neglect them is a type of offense. We should show some respect, and there's no harm in that. Even if it's a false Vaishnava. Yashoda and Rohini, they offered respect to Putana. They brought her in to Krishna. Because she was wearing Vaishnava dress. She was acting like a devotee. And they respected that principle. So even though they made a mistake, the most terrible mistake that's possibly imaginable, Krishna protected them. And so their etiquette, though, was not inappropriate. So we should be very, very careful. Otherwise, we may end up making some offense to the Vaishnavas. If you think, oh, that Samba, he offended Narada Muni, he did this thing, therefore Samba's bogus. And you criticize him, and you may be destroyed. On the other hand, another lesson we have from this section of the Bhagavatam is that Vaishnava Aparad is such a powerful thing that Krishna showed, of course, internally there's no offense, but externally, Krishna's showing that if you commit offense, even you may be my own family members, you'll be destroyed. Even the Yadu dynasty, Krishna's own son, Sambha, when they offended Narada Muni and others, they were destroyed because of that. So there's six different ways that we may offend a Vaishnava. These are described in the Skanda Purana. Nindam kurvanti ye mudha Vaishnavanam mahatmanam patanti pitribi sardham maharorava samnite hanti nindanti vaidveshti Vaishnavan navanandati Krudyate Yaktino Harshan Darshane Patananisha. So the first one is someone who kills a Vaishnav, who does hunting. That's the greatest offense. Someone who blasphemes a Vaishnav, who criticizes a Vaishnav, Nindanti. Someone who doesn't offer obeisances to a Vaishnav, Vaishnavan Nabinandati. That's an offense, to not offer obeisances to a Vaishnav. Someone who gets angry at a Vaishnav, Krudyate. That's an offense. And someone who thinks ill of a Vaishnav in his mind, Veshti. He may not say anything, but in his mind he's angry with that person. And the Harshan Darshani, someone who sees a Vaishnav and doesn't become happy. That's also a type of offense. And Patanti Pitri Visardham Maharorava Samnike. Not only does such an offender go to hell, but so many generations of his ancestors will also go to hell. Simply if we don't become happy when we see a Vaishnava. So if we see those people in Hollywood, those drunken high school students who are dressed up as Vaishnavas, you don't know if they're a Vaishnava or not. So why should I feel happy seeing them? No, you can be very happy. They're dressed like a Vaishnava. I'm offering obeisances to the Vaishnava dress. This is very dear to Krishna, very dear to Mahaprabhu. I'm offering obeisances to the principle of it. So we should be very, very careful to avoid sectarianism and to avoid Vaishnava Parad. Ramanujacharya has described a very beautiful thing. Krishna Kun, come here, you should hear this. I know you have to do something. Come for a moment. Ramanuja described, Srimad Bhagavatarchanam Bhagavata Puja Vide Uttamam Sri Vishnur Avamanadar Guru Taram Sri Vaishnavalanganam. He says that the worship of the Vaishnavas is greater than worship of Vishnu, worship of Krishna. To worship a devotee is better, is greater. And he says that to insult a Vaishnav is more offensive than to insult Lord Vishnu. Sri Vishnu Avamanam Guru Taram Sri Vaishnavalanganam. Tirtha Rachuta Padajad Guru Taram Tirtham Tarigangujam Pujanad Vishnu Bhaktanam Purusharto Stinetaraha Te Shutad Veshata Kinchid Nasti Nasanam Atmanaha Sri Vaishnavai Mahabhagai Salapam Karayet Sada Tadiya Dushaka Janan Napashit Purushadaman Napashit Purushadaman Sri Vaishnavam Chinani Dvikvapi Vishayaturai Taisardam Vanchakajanai Sahavasam Nakarayat. He says, the water that's washed the feet of a devotee is more pure than the water that's washed the feet of Krishna. This is the glory of the devotees. Worshipping a devotee is greater than worshipping the Lord. Insulting a devotee is worse than insulting the Lord. The water that's washed the feet of a devotee is more pure than the water that's washed the feet of Krishna. There's no higher achievement than to worship a Vaishnav. There's nothing more offensive than to be envious of a Vaishnav, which results in one's utter ruination. One should always converse with Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas, and one should never see the face, the lowest of mankind, of a person who criticizes the Vaishnavas. One should never reside with a duplicitous person who is attached to sense gratification and is decorated with the signs of a Vaishnava. So he says all these things, that these are the glories of the Vaishnava, and we should respect the Vaishnavas. We should, but at the end he says that we should be careful. We want to converse with the Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas. We reveal our heart to them. Nindari Shunya Hidamitsita Sangalabhya. I want their association. I'll serve them. Because they're free from the propensity to criticize others. They have no envy. I'll reveal my heart to them. I'll take shelter of them. I respect you, Prabhu. You're the temple president. You're the GBC. I respect you. Because we have to for our society. If I don't respect you, the society won't go on. It's important. We see that Draupadi, she was ready to offer respect even to Ashwatthama. After Ashwatthama had brutally murdered her sons in their sleep. And the Pandavas wanted to kill him. Draupadi came forward and said, "No, don't. He's a son of our guru. He's a Brahma Bandhu. He's not really a Brahman, but he's a Brahma Bandhu, something like a Brahman. And we should give him respect." So she was giving respect to the position, not me. The person had done such a heinous, horrible thing. He deserved to be killed. But Draupadi had some respect, some compassion. But although the Vaishnava is so great, he's saying that if we see a duplicitous person who's attached to sense gratification, even though they're decorated with the signs of a Vaishnava, we don't want to associate closely with that person. We don't want to reside with a person. Well, gosh, there may be many persons like that in our temples. But don't reside with them. Don't give your heart to them. Don't associate closely with them. We have to be careful. So on one hand, we should respect everyone. We should respect all living entities. And we shouldn't take sides and think that, oh, these devotees are good because they're in my organization. They're an ISKCON devotees, therefore I like them. But if someone's a Gaudiya Mutt devotee, they're very bad. I don't like them. I hate them. Or they're a Babaji. I hate them. Or they're some bridge bossy. I saw them smoking some cigarettes. I saw them with some onions in their hand. Don't criticize them. Don't see fault with them. You may upeksha, you may neglect them if you see them doing some wrong thing. But if they're wearing Vaishnava symbols, if they're chanting the holy name, we should offer respect to them. And there's no harm in that. We should be happy when we see them because they have those Vaishnava symbols. It doesn't mean that we have to go and associate closely with them. And you'll find sometimes people, they say, all these ISKCON devotees, they're telling people not to go outside their sangha because they're sectarian. And by some apparent consideration, it looks like it's true. But actually, if you go a little closer to all these different groups, you'll find that they all tell their followers, don't go outside. The Babajis do that. The Goswamis do that. Devotees in the Gaudiya Mutt does that. Everyone does that. Because a devotee should stay close with their Gurudev. Vishram Bena Guru Seva. We should become one with the heart of our Gurudev. We should situate ourselves in association with our Guru. In Swajati Yashraya Snigdhasadhu Sangha Sutobare. Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says this thing. We should associate with devotees who are Swajatiya in our own family. And my Guru Maharaj described it, this means in ISKCON. If you're an ISKCON devotee, you come and take shelter. Prabhupada, stay here. This would be good for you. Because if you go elsewhere, my Guru Maharaj said, and you hear any criticism of ISKCON, it'll be poisons for you. So don't poison yourself. But you may, if you're in Vrindavan or someplace and you see a Vaishnava, it doesn't mean you don't look at their face if they're not an ISKCON devotee. You may associate with them through kirtan and giving, exchanging prasad in these different ways. But if someone's going to criticize my guru or the line that I'm in, how can I associate with them? That's a kind of violence. And I also shouldn't do that kind of violence. If someone comes here, I should respect. They may have a different guru. They may have a different bhajan pranali, a different system of bhajan than we have. But they have their guru and they're coming to Krishna in their way. And I shouldn't do violence and criticize them. If I do that, if I have that kind of sectarianism, it's going to hurt me. I may be worshipping Krishna, but my worship is like the person who's worshipping a Brahmin with one hand and beating him with the other hand. I'm worshipping Krishna with one hand, but I'm beating him with the other hand. Don't associate with them. They have a different bhajan pranali. You may become bewildered if you see that, if you come too close to their system of bhajan. Have faith in your Gurudev. Have faith in Prabhupada. Have faith in Mahaprabhu's line. There's nothing wrong with this line. We see, I have faith in my Gurudev that he's a Siddha Mahatma. I have faith in Prabhupada that he's Siddha, that he's a perfect, he's a Mahatma. I have faith in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. There's nothing wrong in this line. Be peaceful, take shelter of this process. But don't criticize other persons. Don't be a materialistic devotee. Natad bhakti shu chanyeshu. Sa bhakta prakrite smitaha. That's a materialistic bhakta who doesn't give respect to, can't respect other living entities. And people won't want to come. We'll hurt ourselves, we'll hurt our society immediately, and we'll also hurt Srila Prabhupada's movement if we can't respect other living entities, other persons who come from the outside. They're a scholar. They may be smoking and eating meat, but they're a scholar. And they're a PhD. Respect that person. They're a policeman. They may be a meat eater and a drunkard and some things, but they're a policeman. Respect that position. We should look for, to respect everyone. We have to look, and when we meet another person, we should look at them and try to see, how can I give them respect? What good qualities do they have? And if we're always absorbed like that and looking for good qualities in others, those good qualities will come to us. But if we're always absorbed and looking for bad qualities in others, trying to find differences, and oh, I don't like these people because of this, and then all these bad qualities, those bad qualities will come to us. So we're describing the other day. So we should be careful. We see, if we see some apparent difference of opinion between the Vaishnavas, like the members of the Yadu dynasty and the Rishis and Dwarka, don't take sides. Don't think one is good and the other is bad. That's a lesson from this section of the Bhagavatam. Grantarashmi Bhagavatam ki. Kukremanandi Hari Hari Bo. I wasn't looking at the time, it's really bad. Comments, questions, corrections. Okay. Srila Prabhupada. Jai.